BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The French President Emmanuel Macron has promised significant tax cuts for workers as he outlined his response to months of often violent anti-government protests. Mr. Macron told a news conference the tax cuts would be financed by people having to work longer. He also announced some proportional representation at elections and reforms to France's elite government training college, possibly even its abolition. The Sri Lankan government has sharply lowered the number of people it says were killed in the Easter Sunday suicide bombings. The health ministry says 253 people were killed, more than 100 fewer than the previous figure. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets of the Sudanese capital Khartoum for a rally to increase pressure on the military to give way to a civilian administration. The mass protest was held 2 weeks after President Omar al-Bashir was toppled. The former US Vice President Joe Biden has confirmed that he'll seek the Democratic nomination to challenge Donald Trump in next year's presidential election. Mr. Biden said he believed another term for Mr. Trump would fundamentally change the character of the US forever. The acting US Defense Secretary, Patrick Shanahan, has been cleared of allegations that he showed favoritism towards Boeing, his former employer. He was accused of disparaging Boeing's competitors during meetings. Police in Brazil are carrying out a major operation against illegal logging in the Amazon rainforest. More than 20 people have been arrested, including loggers and government officials suspected of taking bribes. It's understood the British and Irish governments are planning new talks in an attempt to restore a power-sharing arrangement between political parties in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland's been without a devolved government for 2 years. Correspondents say the murder by dissident Republicans of the young journalist Lyra McKee has given fresh impetus to the efforts to reopen negotiations. Microsoft's stock market value has topped $1 trillion, making it only the third public firm ever to exceed that milestone after Apple and Amazon. Microsoft's stock has climbed by about a third in the past year, helped by the growth of its iCloud business. BBC News.